There's a guy named Jack Tan, who is kind of a music business impresario. He was a great guy, and everything I'm doing today, I really owe it to the opportunities that he created for me in terms of just finding studios where I could learn to make records. And so he was involved with the Traders and letting us use a space that he had on top of this old Westinghouse building on Trumbull and Forest around there. And we'd rehearse in there, and he put up some bread so that we could, you know, buy some basic gear and everything. So we were just saying, we need to find a home base, because just going into biker bars and fighting our way out every week is like getting shitty, right? So he said, well, look, let's find a place that's got a liquor license and to go out of business. And we'll approach them about, you know, doing punk music in there. So he called a few real estate agents, and we found bookies, which was like in dire straits. So Jack and I went over, and we sat down with Bookie, and he agreed to let us start booking some shows. And I think the opening week was like a new version of the MC5 featuring Rob Tyner. I know we played there like the second week. And by the third week, there'd been some kind of revolution, and Jack was out, and some other, and I don't even remember what happened exactly. Probably Vince started booking bands. So we were never really, I never felt like a part of that, nor was our band ever really accepted as part of that. But we were on the periphery of it.